digging this throwback intro song. It's been a while since I've used one of these tracks. Welcome everyone to the Rude Horror Podcast, episode 97. I'm your host, Marcus Rude, and it's great to be back for a new episode. It's been a while since I've done an episode. Life lately has sort of gotten me by the testicles, and I'm just running out of time to do podcasts so often, so that's why this episode is a ways away from the previous episode. I was supposed to air actually like 3 or 4 episodes by now, but I just really haven't found the time to be able to do podcasting anymore, which is sad to say, but that's sort of where I'm at right now with life. Life's just been hectic. I'm sure life has been crazy for you. So this episode is going to be sort of more like a movie review episode, just kind of keeping everyone up to date with what's been going on, because it's been like a month and a half, 2 months since I've done an episode. I think the last episode was with Danny Thompson, which she's an incredible person. Hopefully you guys have watched some of her films. But I wanted to kind of review a couple movies I've watched lately and just, I don't know, sort of shoot the shit. Like, just, you know, kind of get back to my roots a little bit. Kind of like in the early days of this podcast, where it's almost like I'm talking to myself. That's exactly what it feels like. But I pretty much am talking to myself. I'm talking into a microphone by myself in a room in my podcast office. I mean, it's filled with horror films, horror books. So, I mean, I guess I'm in good company. I got a Bela Lugosi blow mold light that's like 3 feet tall. It's actually pretty awesome. Got it at a garage sale years back, and it's been a great addition, just sitting in my office as he gives me the death stare. And he's saying with his eyes, "What the fuck are you doing, man? You're acting you're acting crazy." Well, the movies I'm going to talk about have nothing to do with vampires. But I recently watched Rosemary's Baby, which I didn't plan this at all. I just put it on last night and watched it. And I didn't realize that today was the anniversary of when the movie was released. So just kind of ironic how that worked out. And I watched I Know What You Did Last Summer, which is a classic, in my opinion. And I watched Tom Lin, which is a Celtic fairy tale or folklore story that was adapted into a film in 1970, directed by Roddy McDowall, which I think that film is like his only directorial effort, if I'm not mistaken. As far as like full-length feature films go, I think that was like his only film he ever directed, which after watching this movie, it was kind of a shame, because I thought, for being a first-time director, I didn't think he did that bad of a job. Like, I thought the movie was actually really good. And it starred Ava Gardner, which she was a big-time Hollywood star back in the day. Probably like the 40s, like I'm thinking off the top of my head. She's been in like movies like The Killers. She was married to Frank Sinatra at one time, and also married to Mickey Rooney very briefly. She also starred in a film, The Sentinel, from 1977, which is a highly rated horror film that you should check out, who also stars Chris Sarandon, which everyone knows Chris Sarandon from The Nightmare Before Christmas and like Child's Play, Fright Night, and of course like people like, and of course John Carradine, Christopher Walken's actually in that film. A lot of actors that you would recognize that just kind of got shoved into this film. And I guess kind of to bring Bela Lugosi back in the conversation, him and Ava Gardner starred in a film together, Ghosts on the Loose. So that was kind of a cool tie-in that I didn't really expect. And bringing back the conversation to Tam Lin, the movie that I'm talking about, also stars a young Ian McShane, which, ironic for me, I just got done watching the whole John Wick series. I've been late to those films. I know it's not a horror film, but I had to binge watch all of those leading up to the new one, and I absolutely love the John Wick series. I think it's a fantastic film series. And Ian McShane plays Winston throughout the whole series, so it's kind of cool to go back to one of his early films and to seeing his acting chops back when he was a young lad. And you know, I mean, he's amazing in the John Wick series. So again, it's sort of ironic to, I didn't even plan any of this. It's just kind of funny how life works, how things just kind of get thrown at you. That's like, oh yeah, I just watched a movie that he was in, or a movie that she was in, and just, you know, wasn't even really thinking about that he or she was in the film that I previously had just watched. I don't know. But the chemistry that like Ava Gardner and Ian McShane had was just, you know, it was like next level kind of shit for, you know, I guess you could consider this was a Hollywood film at one time that was just very either overshadowed or forgotten. I don't think it really got a big release. And, you know, in retrospect, I don't think that it really was a bad film. It was a film that I didn't think was rather boring. I mean, it was really interesting. Like the cinematography was rather psychedelic. And, you know, if you know the story about like Tom Lin, is more or less like a witch or sorceress, kind of has this power over a young man because she wants like everlasting love. And in return, like she gives him wealth and power. But then he ends up falling in love with a lovely, young, beautiful lady. And so the witch just cannot stand that that she is no longer the love interest in his life, and will do nothing but torment him until he basically just kind of gives up to her, the witch. And you know, things don't necessarily go in her favor, but you'll just have to watch the film to get the gist of it. But yeah, the film in a nutshell is kind of like a cult, witchcraft, psychedelic, with some horror in it. I mean, it's not a complete horror film, but it's definitely in the veins, especially the subject matter in the early 70s. And then, you know, it's a based on like an old folktale story. So that was pretty cool. I watched the Blu-ray from Imprint, and I thought the Blu-ray quality was pretty good. If you can find it, I don't know if it's streaming anywhere. And if you're into, like, you know, especially films with great cinematography, and, you know, if you want to see a young Ian McShane from John Wick, definitely check that one out. And then, like, let's see the next one. I Know What You Did Last Summer. I mean, it's a classic from 97. Haven't seen it in years, but I don't know. I was just kind of in the mood to watch a slasher resurgence movie from the 90s. And it was okay. I mean, how could you not like seeing Jennifer Love Hewitt and Sarah Michelle Gellar back in their prime? It's always great to see them on the screen. And I really hope that it's true that we get another I Know What You Did Last Summer sequel, reboot, or whatever you want to call it, with Jennifer Love Hewitt and Freddie Prinze Jr., I think, are rumored to come back. I hope it's true, because I wouldn't mind seeing a new one. You know, everyone else is getting their films, like the Halloween franchise and Scream. Yeah, let's bring a I Know What You Did Last Summer, like 25 years later, 30 years later type of film. Why not? Everyone else is doing it. Why not? Why not I Know What You Did Last Summer? And then I really don't want to get into Rosemary's Baby, just because, you know, all the shit that's gone on with the director, and quite frankly, I didn't really care for the movie. I thought it was rather a slow burner, and I mean, the ending was like, I don't even want to say okay. I don't know. It wasn't for me, I guess. Like, it just, I don't know. I thought it was very boring, to be honest. I know it's got, I guess, a cult following, you know. Like, I mean, whenever you bring up Rosemary Baby, the film is always kind of, like, you know, the film itself has always been like a film, like, oh, yeah, it's such a great film. But, I don't know. I mean, I guess, like, I mean, the acting wasn't bad or anything. And I don't know. I don't know. Wasn't for me. Like, I just didn't really care for it. Not trying to discourage people from wanting to watch it. If you haven't seen it, by all means, watch the film. I'm just one man in this universe with an opinion. But yeah, I would much rather watch like Fulci's Zombie, starring Mia Farrow's sister, Tessa Farrow. That's, I guess, more my jam. I find those type of films more entertaining than slow burn films. I guess there's maybe some slow burn films I don't think are bad, but I'd rather spend my time watching other films. And then I've watched films that aren't necessarily horror. I've been kind of, I want to say, on a non-horror movie kick, but that just kind of seems to, I guess, be the trend on like my recent watch list. Just kind of switching it up a little bit. But I can't remember if I said anything the last time about like Evil Dead Rise. I did watch that film. I thought it was okay. I think I might need to give it another chance. My first initial viewing of the film, I really wasn't too impressed. Like, I mean, there was a couple good kill scenes. The gore was rather good. A couple of nods to the series was pretty cool to see, but I really wasn't like in awe, I guess, like for my initial reaction. I don't know. I guess I really wasn't impressed. The leading woman, the mom, and I forgot her name off the top of my head, but she's a great actress. I liked her in the Vikings TV series. I guess that's like the first time I ever saw her on the screen, and I mean she's a phenomenal actress. But I don't know. I didn't know what to expect with the new one. Maybe just part of me misses just the original recipe, if you will, of the Evil Dead films. You know, not saying that I hated the film. I don't think I hated the film, but maybe I need to give it another chance. That's what I'm saying. Maybe I need to review it. I don't know if I want to watch it anytime soon, but who knows? Who knows? I'll give it another chance one of these years. What else did I watch? Well, Scream 6. And again, I guess like it was okay. Wasn't anything that I don't know, didn't love it, didn't hate it type of situation. Like, you know, it was okay. But, you know, we're at Scream 6 in the series, and it's like, I don't know what you're going to do to impress me. Like, you know, it was cool to see Ghostface back on the screen with some, you know, fresh new content, I guess. But, like, I don't know. Maybe it's just best to leave things alone. I don't know. I'm being a grump right now. But, I don't know. I feel like maybe they need to just end the series with this one, just because you know, I don't know where you could go from here that is really gonna make me want to be like enthused with the series. So yeah, that's my take on Scream 6. Jeez, I can't even think. I watched The Hateful Eight, which really isn't a horror film, more or less like a Western. There's some great gore effects in it, though. And, you know, I mean, the film's directed by Quentin Tarantino. He needs no introduction. I mean, he's a phenomenal director and writer, and I don't know why it took me until now to watch it. I mean, I've been wanting to watch the film for a long time, and I finally got around to it, and wow, the film is just a very powerful film. You know, all the actors killed it. Even the score by Ennio Morricone was phenomenal. I really dug the score. And yeah, if you're someone like me and has slept on that film for so long, just go rent it, go buy it. Basically, I'm just saying, go watch it now. It's a phenomenal film, especially if you're a Tarantino fan or even a Western fan at that. Definitely check that one out. Sorry, I'm kind of making this short. I didn't really plan this, but just to do an episode, but just something told me I just needed to get in front of the microphone again. It's been a while, and just start spitting out words and talking and trying to get that spark back to do some more episodes. I don't know when I'll release some more episodes. I know I got a handful that I need to release. I just hope I can find some time to actually release them. Like this episode should have been the Giovanni Lombardo Radice episode, but I guess I could talk about the story behind that one. That episode was supposed to air a couple months ago, but I really wanted to work on the video version first, just because I, wanted to make this episode epic, because I was just I guess like thrilled to even just have him as a guest on my show. And I just enjoy watching a lot of the Italian films that he's been in, like Fulci's City of the Living Dead, which one of my favorite Fulci films of all time. So, being able to get someone like him on my podcast was like, a bucket list moment for me. And then I was shocked to hear that he had passed away before I could release the episode. So that was kind of a shock for me. I've never encountered anything like this before, where I have a guest on the show and then they pass away before I can even release the episode. So, part of me feels bad that he never got to see or hear the final episode, but I don't know. I part of me almost didn't want to release the episode, but part of me, like, we were doing an episode to entertain, I guess. People want to hear his story on the films that he's worked on over the years. I feel like I owe it to everyone to release episodes, so I will release the episode. And I'll probably just do the audio version for right now, just because of, like I said earlier, I just am having a hard time finding time to do episodes, so I feel like it's just the quickest way just to edit the audio and then release as an episode. And hopefully, I don't know if he's talked a whole lot about some of the films on previous podcasts that he's done, but hopefully there's some cool information in there that you all haven't heard him talk about, especially some of the films that, like, I hardly ever hear him talk about or have seen clips on YouTube or anything like that. So, I'm pretty stoked to release some of that, and hopefully you guys will enjoy the episode. And then also an episode with Lucky Cerruti. I'm like way behind on that episode, so my apologies, Lucky. And as well as Dan Kinham from VH Shit Fest, his label that is a part of the partner label with Vinegar Syndrome. We talk about a film that it's already been released now, so I feel really bad about not releasing the episode quite yet, but I'll still get that episode up sometime, and for you all to hear about us talk about, like, VHS films and his label and whatnot. And then I have another episode as well that I should have released by now, but all in due time. I'll get there. It's just, I'm one dude. I'll try to do as much as I can. And wow, I'm just getting thrown a lot of stuff, trying to keep up with everybody, making everybody happy. But yeah, I can only do so much. So y'all just have to bear with me in the time being, and hopefully everything will work out, and I'll continue this podcast journey. I'm not gonna try to like push myself or anything. Like, you know, originally this is a hobby of mine to do, and you know, I've been able to like interview and had people on my podcast that I never would have thought of this far in like the 3 or 4 years that I've done this. So it's been crazy, and it's been awesome. And you know, I wish I could podcast more often, but I just can't. I gotta do what I gotta do to live, I guess, because this definitely is not paying the bills. It's basically a hobby, and I mean, it would be cool to get picked up by some network and be able to live off of podcasting, but realistically, I don't think it's gonna happen. So I gotta do what I gotta do, and thank you all for listening, because this is kind of a random ass episode. So just want to say thank you to everyone that, if you're listening to this episode, you're probably a subscriber. So, you know, thank you for being a subscriber. And if you're not a subscriber, definitely subscribe to the podcast. I've gotten so many episodes in the past. If you're new to listening to the episodes of the Root Horror Podcast, there's definitely some great guests that I've had on the show. They're probably more entertaining than me. So hopefully I'm not that boring. Hey, I'm just a horror fan talking about the horror genre. What more can you expect? And yeah, I mean, I'm not going to throw a whole bunch of plugs on this. So just want to say thank you all for listening, and stay tuned for the next one whenever I release the next episode. Thanks, guys.
listening to the Prescribed Films Podcast Network, home to hundreds of hours of free podcast entertainment. The shows on this network all have a common goal, providing you with the best discussions about movies and other forms of entertainment media. The PFPN hopes to fill your earholes with audio joy. Visit our website with links to all the other amazing shows at www.thepfpn.com. Thanks for listening.